I was teaching in my philosophy class yesterday, as a matter of fact. We kind of got on human behavior and what it's comprised of. And I began to introduce him a little bit to René Descartes, the French philosopher, the Jesuit, the Catholic, back in the day, hundreds and hundreds of years ago, who began to question and to doubt everything. And one of the things that he came to know for certainty is that he is a thing and a thinking thing because he thinks about things. And he had a famous saying, "I think, therefore I am." And I think that the church has lost its capacity, and you don't have to be a Jesuit Catholic priest to come into that or anything, or a great philosopher, but I think that you have to come into ways of thinking about the things that are, okay? Now, Mark Ramsey and I plan to do a webcast later on today. This is Thursday, and we plan to do this webcast later on today. I hope to get Bob Klink to join us. It would be an interesting discussion, but I'd like to give you a little sneak preview of that discussion right now, because I came upon it yesterday upon having lunch with a friend of mine that used to attend our home fellowship, but is now attending another church who recently merged with another fellowship to purchase a building. And they're asking John MacArthur Sunday to come down to that building in, I think, Southgate, somewhere around there, to dedicate this building. Asking John MacArthur to come down and dedicate this building, you know, to have some kind of special ceremony. And the person was telling me that if you want to go there, get there early because there won't be anywhere to park. What? Why? Would the people go to the church and pack the place out to hear the word of God? Or would they pack the place out because John MacArthur is going to be there bringing a message of dedication of a building to the word of God? And you know, I've already gone through that when I was down in 95th and Broadway. When I was down in 95th and Broadway, and they had all those highfalutin words being stated, and you know, about the building and what we're going to do with the building and all of that. Well, I've already gone through that, and that was a lie. And I'm saying, I don't mind people going through the rigors of their traditions. That's an important thing. But what we're going to have a discussion about is this. And I know I seem like I'm another gadfly just trying to tear down something because I don't have anything. Quiet as kept, you need to, man, I wish you could read my heart right now. I don't want anything. I don't need anything. I think that black people in general in this country need to hold on to their money. They didn't need to leave their local fellowship and merge with another fellowship to get a building that they're going to spend years paying for, and then to get a running crew together and so you can send them down to Grace Community Church to be educated in the Bible. My particular question is, in this particular thing, before Mark and I and Bob trying to handle this on tonight, is this. Why do we need a place to attend, to go to further an education that we are not going to do anything for anybody about? Now, okay. Why would one... go to a building. Oh my goodness. Man, if I had thought like this years ago, I would have never invested. Well, I mean, I don't want to think that I was investing my money in something that wasn't, because I was genuine in my investing my money in that. But why? I mean, I became frustrated after the first 10 or 15 years. I just want you to hear me on this. folk coming, sitting in the same building for year after year after year after year. I mean, I buried senior citizens who just came every Sunday to hear me proclaim the Word of God. And never, from what I saw, did anything for the expansion of the kingdom of God, except for pay me, which I think is ridiculous, because if you just paid me for the expansion of the kingdom of God and Christ is living in you, well, what was he living in you for? That brings me back to my original treatise again, because I'm a thinking thing, right? If you've never met Christ personally, I'm a thinking thing. How can you go anywhere and dedicate a building to Christ, to a Christ that you never met? You think it's a mute argument, don't you? But you know what? I doubt unless I think through things. And that's what I want you to do with me this evening as you listen to the webcast. Yeah, it's PJ thinking again, thinking out loud. And I think that that is a pretty good thing to do. I'm looking forward to having you listen to the Thursday night webcast, which would be up later on this evening. Just thought that I'd give you a sneak preview of me thinking. And I want you to think with me. The big idea of the whole webcast is going to be this. Let me say it again. Why are you having a man come to dedicate your building to the teachings of Jesus Christ, and this man has never met Jesus? And don't come up to me trying to defend him because he's your, you know, God, the God that you've made. And then secondary question, what we're going to be addressing is why would these black pastors, these black people have everybody come there to see, we got the real deal because look who we got coming here laying his hand on the cornerstone. If that does not smack of idolatry, I don't know what does. If anything, if you're going to dedicate a building to the proclamation of the Word of God, and I did that when I went into the building on 95th and Broadway. I have the sermon. I think I'm going to try to get the video and put it up because I have it somewhere. And I told him, I told him in the dedication service to the building, when I preached it, this is what I told him. I said, if this gospel that I'm preaching right now is twisted, changed, and this building is not just used for that purpose alone, that this ministry is going to dissipate. They thought that I was crazy. It is not existent today. So why would somebody do that? I mean, I'm trying to think this thing through. And my goodness, the number to call if you would like to chide in on tonight's webcast, and I think we're going to do that webcast around, well, you call me. That number is area code 323-293-7335. If you want to be on with us as we have our discussion, you can call us right here in the studio. And I can only take one caller at a time, but I'll put you on the speakerphone, and I'd love to have you chide in on this very important conversation. I'm pushing it because I think I need to push it. I want to push this issue because I plan to go to the facility there in Southgate, California, Sunday. And I plan to have on my bulldog jacket, and I'm going to just ask one question. Can you give me the date yet? And so, you know, some of you people know me, and you know I'm going to be there because another reason that I want to be there is I want to take pictures. I want to see the way the people look at this guy. I want to see the way they look at him, the way they flubble all over the place for this guy. It is a disgusting thing once you see people pay homage to an individual like that. That's a dangerous thing, especially in true biblical Christianity. And somebody told me, well, you may not be able to get close to him because his bodyguards are going to be... His bodyguards! If I'm not able to walk up to that dude and ask him a question... Well, tune in for the webcast tonight, and I think you'll get something out of it.